The Princess Diaries by Meg Cabot, read by Anne Hathaway.
Whatever comes, she said, cannot alter one thing. If I am a princess in rags and tatters, I can be a princess inside. It would be easy to be a princess if I were dressed in cloth of gold, but it is a great deal more of a triumph to be one all the time when no one knows it. A Little Princess, Frances Hodgson Burnett. Tuesday, September 23rd. Sometimes it seems like all I ever do is lie. My mom thinks I'm repressing my feelings about this. I say to her, "No, Mom, I'm not. I think it's really neat. As long as you're happy, I'm happy." Mom says, "I don't think you're being honest with me." Then she hands me this book. She tells me she wants me to write down my feelings in this book since, she says, I obviously don't feel I can talk about them with her. She wants me to write down my feelings? Okay, I'll write down my feelings. I can't believe she's doing this to me. Like everybody doesn't already think I'm a freak. I'm practically the biggest freak in the entire school. I mean, let's face it, I'm 5'9", flat-chested, and a freshman. How much more of a freak could I be? If people at school find out about this, I'm dead. That's it. Dead. Oh, God. If you really do exist, please don't let them find out about this. There are 4 million people in Manhattan, right? That makes about 2 million of them guys. So out of 2 million guys, she has...